Hey everyone, and welcome. We're diving deep today into singularity.pdf. This video really gets you thinking about the future, blends neuroscience and AI,
Yeah.
what happens when we basically start modeling machines after, the human brain?
That's what we're looking at. It could be huge. We could be on the verge of another communication revolution, like bigger than the printing press, maybe even.
Wow. Okay, so that's a big claim. Let's back up a little, though.
Okay.
Let's start with like the brain itself. You ever just feel like overwhelmed by information?
Right.
But our brains are like constantly processing tons of data without even, breaking a sweat. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really good. The video, it uses this analogy of the brain being like a nanomachine.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of is. It's like, imagine if you can, 100 billion tiny little processors, each with 10,000 connections. That's essentially your brain.
That's wild.
And the crazy thing is scientists can actually like watch a zebrafish brain in action.
What?
They can see every single neuron fire.
That's, wow, that's amazing. So we're just starting to understand this organ, but, we're already trying to copy it with AI.
It's true. That's what's happening. And it's not just about, like, the processing power. It's how the brain learns, how it adapts. Think about, like, walking down a busy street. We don't even think about it.
You just do it.
You just do it. Right? Scientists are using that kind of, like, intuitive navigation to build AI that can navigate the real world, like robots and stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. But aren't brains and computers like totally different things? I mean, my computer can't walk down the street.
They are different. It's true. And that's why it's so like amazing that the brain is this model. Our brains are so good at parallel processing. Everything happens all at once. But computers have this thing called a memory bus.
Uh-huh.
And it creates a bottleneck. So you know how your computer like slows down if you have too many tabs open? It's like that. Our brains, they just don't have that problem, which makes them, well, incredibly efficient.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to see why scientists are like obsessed with the brain. But how are they using it to actually build better AI?
So that's where this thing called deep learning comes in.
Okay.
Imagine, those cooking shows, right? Each chef, they add a layer of flavor to the dish. Builds on what's already there. The more layers, the more complex the flavor gets.
I see where you're going with this.
So that's kind of like deep learning, AI building up understanding through layers of like artificial neurons.
Okay. So it's like AI is learning to cook, adding layers until it gets to something amazing. But hold on, wasn't there another kind of learning in the video? Something about like rewards?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're thinking of reinforcement learning. Think of Pavlov's dogs, right? They learn through rewards and punishments.
Right, yeah.
And what's really fascinating is that our brains, they kind of do the same thing, with dopamine signaling. When we do something good, we get a little dopamine rush, reinforces that behavior.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So AI is learning kind of like we do through trial and error and those little bursts of, reward. Can you give me an example? Like, how does this actually work in practice?
So there's this thing. It's called OpenAI 5. It's this AI that basically mastered this video game, Dota 2. And get this. This AI, it went through, like, the equivalent of 45,000 years of human training. It learned by playing against itself over and over and over.
45,000 years. That's more dedicated than any gamer I know. So AI is playing games and learning to navigate like streets. But what about, those robots we're seeing? Social robots. Do they learn the same way?
That's where things get even more interesting. So the video, it talks about this thing called embodied cognition. It challenges this idea that you can have intelligence without a body.
Oh.
Think about it. We learn so much just by interacting with the world.
That's true. You know what really stuck with me from the video, that part about the robots and rainforests? It's like we learn by experiencing the world, not just reading about it. Like a robot, stuck in a lab might learn some things, but it's missing out.
Exactly. That's why they're designing robots with bodies that can, interact with the environment. Like imagine a robot learning to walk in a jungle, as opposed to like a perfectly smooth surface.
Right, of course.
The challenges of the jungle, they force it to adapt to become more robust. It's fascinating stuff.
Okay, so robots need bodies to truly learn and adapt. That's pretty mind-blowing. But hold on, are we getting ahead of ourselves here? Can we really compare, these AI achievements to actual intelligence?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? It's the million-dollar question. The video even has a name for it, the AI effect. It's like this thing where we tend to downplay what AI accomplishes. because we keep raising the bar for what's considered like real intelligence.
Yeah, it's like every time AI does something amazing, we say, oh, that's not really intelligence. It's just a computer, you know, doing what it's programmed to do.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And remember the Turing test?
Oh, yeah.
That whole idea that if it can fool a human into thinking it's human, then it must be intelligent. But is that really the same as understanding something?
It really makes you think. If I can have a conversation with an AI and it sounds just like a person, does that mean it's thinking, you know, feeling things?
That's getting into some deep philosophical questions and ones that the video really gets into. This is where this whole common sense thing comes up.
Yeah.
We humans, we have this intuitive understanding of the world that AI it really struggles with.
Like knowing if you drop a glass, it'll probably break. We don't need to be like told that. But for a machine, that's a pretty complicated thing to grasp.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges in AI. How do you teach a machine common sense? It's not just about data. It's about understanding, you know, the nuances of the world, the unspoken rules, the things we take for granted.
Okay, so we've kind of established that AI has a ways to go, but what about this whole AGI thing?
Right.
Artificial general intelligence. Is that even like a realistic goal at this point?
Well, the experts in the video, they seem to think so, but they estimate it could be anywhere from 50 to 200 years away.
Whoa. Okay, that's a pretty big range, but couldn't it happen sooner? I mean, technology moves so fast these days. Look how much AI has advanced just in the past, you know, couple of years.
You're right. It's tough to predict these kinds of things. Remember when Deep Blue beat Kasparov at chess back in 97.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thought that was a huge deal. But now AI can beat the best humans at Go. And that game's way more complex.
So it's possible AGI could be here sooner than we think. What about the singularity? Isn't that supposed to be like this crazy event where machines get smarter than us?
Yeah. The singularity, it's more of a concept than like a specific event. It's the point where AI surpasses human intelligence. You know, not just in like specific things like playing games.
But the video mentions that we're already seeing AI outperform humans in some things, like chess and Go, right? So are we already on the path to the singularity?
It's a possibility. But it's important to remember that the singularity isn't going to be like some sudden robot takeover or anything like that. It's more likely to be this gradual process. You know, AI getting more and more integrated into our lives.
Okay. So it's less about like robots enslaving humanity and more about AI just becoming this powerful tool that we need to learn to use, you know, wisely.
Exactly. And that's where those ethical considerations come in. The video, it really, really emphasizes like thinking about the societal impact of all of this.
Yeah. I mean, if AI is going to be this big force in our lives, we have to make sure it's used for good, right? Not for, you know, bad stuff.
Absolutely. And that means thinking about, you know, bias, transparency, accountability, making sure these AI systems are fair, that we understand how they work, and that there are like systems in place to prevent them from being misused.
The video talks about the potential for AI to actually like worsen those inequalities that are already out there. That's kind of a scary thought, right? We have to make sure everyone benefits from AI, not just a select few.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a crucial point. We can't just assume that AI is going to like automatically make things better. We have to be really proactive in shaping how it's developed, you know, and deployed to make sure it aligns with our values.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the choices we make as a society, how we're going to use this stuff.
Exactly. The future of AI, it's not like set in stone. It's up to us to shape it.
It's a lot of responsibility, but it's also kind of exciting. Like we're at the beginning of this huge tech revolution and we get to be a part of it.
It's a unique moment in history for sure. But let's not get too caught up in all the hype. The video also talks about some real challenges, you know, especially when it comes to jobs.
Right. I mean, automation's already changing a lot of industries, and it's no secret that some jobs, they're being lost. The video uses that example of McDonald's, you know, automating jobs, but that's just one example.
It's a valid concern, yeah. But the video doesn't, like, present this totally doom and gloom picture, you know. The experts, they argue that while some jobs will be lost, new ones are going to be created. It's about adapting, you know, evolving. Like we've always done.
They do make this point that AI has this potential to free us from all that mundane stuff we do, all the boring tasks, so that we can focus on more creative things, more fulfilling work. Like imagine a world where where robots do all the boring, repetitive jobs, and humans get to do the things that actually require, you know, ingenuity, critical thinking.
Yeah, that's the optimistic view, and it's definitely a possibility. But it also brings up this question of, you know, what is work even going to be like if we're no longer defined by our jobs? What gives our lives, you know, meaning, purpose?
That's a deep one. I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that yet, but it's something we need to be thinking about as we move into this AI-powered future.
The video also touches on how AI could help us solve some of those big problems we're facing. You know, climate change, poverty. It's not just about automating jobs. It's about using AI to make the world better.
So it's not all bad. There's a lot of potential for good, but we have to make sure it's used responsibly, ethically.
Exactly. We have to be informed, engaged, proactive in shaping this whole thing. It's not just something that's happening to us. It's something we're all a part of creating.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of feeling this mix of like excitement, but also some apprehension about what's coming next. It's like we're standing on the edge of this whole new frontier, and anything is possible.
I think that's a perfect way to put it. Yeah, we've explored the potential of AI, the challenges it presents, and the ethical stuff that comes along with it. But this is really just the start.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From like the nuts and bolts of our brains to, you know, all this AI stuff and how it could change, like everything. So it's a lot to process.
It really is. A lot to think about.
I'm still wrapping my head around, you know, the similarity, AI, all that. Exciting and a little scary, honestly.
It's a lot to take in. But what I keep coming back to, especially from the last part of the video, is that we, you and me, we have a role to play in all this. It's not just about the tech. It's about the choices we make.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They really emphasize that, like, ethical development. It can't just be left to, like, big corporations and governments to figure out.
Exactly. And they made a really good point about transparency and accountability. We hold institutions accountable, like, you know, the police, the military. We expect them to be transparent. Why not the people developing AI, especially if it gets more powerful?
Right. Like you said earlier, it has to be used for good, not to make existing inequalities worse.
It's about being aware of, you know, the potential biases, the things that could go wrong. The video even talked about like those wicked problems, the ones that AI might not be able to solve on its own, you know.
Like climate change, poverty, those are huge.
Exactly. And they require human stuff, ingenuity, creativity, collaboration. AI can be a tool for sure, but it's not like this magic solution.
The video also made me think about work, you know, in the future. They painted this picture of a world where AI does all the boring tasks and we get to do more fulfilling things.
Right.
It sounds kind of utopian almost.
It's a really interesting idea. But then it makes you think, what if we aren't defined by our jobs anymore? What gives us meaning, purpose, you know?
Yeah, that's a big one. What would you do if you didn't have to work? What are you passionate about? What makes you feel fulfilled?
It's a question we all might have to answer someday. And how do we even prepare for a future where work is so different? We got to start thinking about this stuff now.
I don't think the video gave any easy answers, but it definitely gave me a lot to think about.
Me too. One of the most interesting parts for me was that discussion about superintelligent AI. Would it inherit our values, or would it forge its own path? You know,
like, would it care about human well-being, the environment?
Exactly. And it made it clear that how we design AI, the ethics we build into it, that's all really important. We can't just assume a super intelligent AI would be, well, good.
Yeah, that's a little unnerving, creating something smarter than us, but not knowing if it'll share our values.
It makes you realize that we're not just building machines. We're shaping the future. The decisions we make about AI now, they'll have consequences for a long, long time.
This deep dev, it's really been eye-opening. All this potential, but also, you know, potential risks. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is, but it's also pretty exciting. We're living through, like, a true technological revolution.
And the video, it ended on this note of, like, stay informed, stay engaged, stay curious, a reminder that we all have a role to play.
The future isn't set in stone. We can help guide it, make sure it benefits all of humanity, not just some.
This has been an incredible deep dive. Mind-blowing, honestly. So much to think about. I feel like I have more questions now than when we started.
That always should be. Exploration is all about sparking curiosity and wanting to learn more.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.